This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة تركهم على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه. عباد الله، يقول الله عز وجل في كتابه الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، all praise is due to Allah. We seek His guidance and His forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the whispering of our desires. Whom Allah guides, no one can misguide, and whom He allows to be misled, no one can guide. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah alone, having no partners, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is His slave and His messenger and His perfect worshipper. To proceed, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to grant us the greatest blessing that we experience, and that is the blessing of Islam. And we remember the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because we love him. A person cannot help but to constantly remember the one that they love. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself mentions the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and praises the Prophet. And he did not do this once, but he continues to do so, and the angels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima." Allah says, Allah and his angels send their salah upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O you who believe, send your salah upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and taslim, and praise. So what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's salah? What does this word mean? Ibn Abbas, he says that the angels, they yubarrikun, that they send blessings or invoke blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Ibn Kathir says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala salah upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his praise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the highest company, fil mala' al-a'la. And so Allah is inviting the believers to send their salah upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam so that the inhabitants of the earth can praise the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in harmony with the inhabitants of the heavens, so that the inhabitants of the heavens, as they are praising Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah and his angels, that the inhabitants of the earth join in, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam be praised on earth like he is praised in the heavens. And so when I am sending salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm not doing this simply of my own accord, and I'm not doing this by myself, but rather when I do it, I am joining the symphony, the harmony of the hosts of the heavens as they are invoking the salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so in this short khutbah, inshallah ta'ala, I wanted to simply mention some of the virtues of sending salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is an act that we all learned as children, or we learned early on in our Islam, but sometimes we forget, and it's important to be reminded. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind, because reminding benefits the believers. Number one, it is something that is extremely recommended to be done on Friday. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith of Aws ibn Aws, the hadith that's reported by Abu Dawood, he says, إِنَّ مِنْ أَفْضَلْ أَيَّامِكُمْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ فَأَكْثِرُوا عَلَيَّ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ فِيهِ فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ مَعْرُوضَةٌ عَلَيْهِ. He says that the best of your days is Friday. So send a lot of salam upon me, a lot. فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ مَعْرُوضَةٌ عَلَيْهِ. Because your salah to me is presented. And the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, how is it going to be presented to you when you have passed away? And so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ حَرَّمَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ أَجْسَادِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited the earth from consuming the flesh of prophets. And so we are told to send a lot of salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on Friday. The question then becomes, what is a lot? Is 10 a lot? Is 20 a lot? Is 50 a lot? Is 100 a lot? Is 1,000 a lot? The reality is, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not define what ikthar is. He did not define what a lot is. And so that means that it is up to every single individual. Whatever you consider to be a lot, then you've done your job for that Friday. So for some people, a lot could be 100. But for someone else, 100 could be very little. And for some people, 500 could be a lot. And for some people, 500 could be little. For some people, 50 could be a lot. And for some people, 50 could be very little. So everyone is responsible for whatever they are capable of doing, whatever is a lot or a little for them, that they seek to send a lot of salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on Friday. Number two, this phrase is something that removes your burdens, it erases your sins, and it solves your problems. Ubay ibn Ka'b, in the hadith that's reported by Tirmidhi, he says, Ya Rasulullah, I make a lot of salah upon you in my dua. So he says, فَكَمْ أَجْعَلُ لَكَ مِنْ صَلَاتِ. How much of my salah should I make dua for you? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ما شئت, whatever you wish. And he says, الثلث يا رسول الله. Actually before that he says, الربع يا رسول الله. Should I make a fourth of my dua, sending salah upon you, salam upon you? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, ما شئت, فإن زدت فهو لك. He says, whatever you wish, but if you increase, it's better for you. And then he says, فالثلث يا رسول الله. And he says, ما شئت, فإن زدت فهو لك. He says, a third يا رسول الله. He says, whatever you want, but if you add more, it's better. He says, النصف, half. He says the same thing. He says to him, الثلثين يا رسول الله. He says, ما شئت, فإن زدت فهو لك. He says, whatever you want, but if you do more, that's better for you. And then the man says, Ubay ibn Ka'b, he says, يا رسول الله, أجعل لك صلاتي كلها. Should I make all of my salah, all of my dua, should I just make it sending salam upon you? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إذن تكفى همك ويغفر لك ذنبك. He says, if you do that, your hum, your stress, your anxiety, it will be relieved and your sin will be forgiven. If I make dua by simply sending salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sending salah upon the Prophet is a cause. We learn from this hadith that it is a cause for the release of my problems, the resolving of my problems. But not only that, also the forgiveness of my sins. A question then becomes, what is the relationship between me sending salam upon the Prophet ﷺ and my problems being resolved? What is the relationship? Is there an equation? The answer to that is yes. Because we look in another hadith that's reported by Muslim, the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Man salla alayya ashara," whoever sends 10 salam upon me, or "Man salla alayya," he says, "Man salla alayya salatan," rather, "sallallahu alayhi ashara." He says that whoever sends one salam upon me, one invocation of blessings upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends 10 upon them. So now we understand how it solves a person's problems. Because if every time I send one salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah is cascading 10 upon me, then what problem is going to exist in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending His peace and blessings upon me? The peace and blessings of Allah that is being multiplied, that I am now experiencing, is obviously going to wash away whatever problems I have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala salam and salah is so great, it's so benevolent, and when it's being multiplied, there's nothing that can stand in that way. Number three, through salah upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you become close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the Day of Judgment. You become close to him on the Day of Judgment. He says in the hadith that's reported by Tirmidhi, the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Awla an-nas bi yawm al-qiyamah aktharuhum alayya salatan." He says that the people who are most deserving of proximity to me on the Day of Judgment are those who send the most salam upon me. The ones who send the most salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are the ones who are closest to him on the Day of Judgment. But not only are they the closest to him on the Day of Judgment, they are closest to him in the dunya. Sheikh Muhammad Hassan, the Egyptian scholar, he mentions that he met a girl, he was introduced to a girl who was 16 years old. And this girl sees or has seen the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in her dream so many times. And so when she was told that this girl sees the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so many times in her dreams, he asked her and he said, "How many times do you send salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" And she said, "Every day, no less than 10,000 times." He mentions another woman that he met. He would go, as a sheikh, he would go and visit some of the poor villages in Egypt. And he said he met this old woman, and he's coming with a team of doctors to do some sort of charity work. So he said, he met this old woman, and this woman did not stop sending salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The entire time, her breath is sending salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he asked her, she described some ailment to him, and he didn't have the doctors with him on that trip. So he said to her, "Don't worry, I will come next week and I will bring some doctors for the ailment that you have." And she said to him, "No, I know my ailment and I know the cure." She said, "My ailment is that for the past 3 nights, I did not see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream. That's my ailment." She is so used to seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in her dreams because of her ikthar of sending salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when she did not see him for 3 days, she became sick. She says, "I know the ailment and I know the cure." So number three, we said that salah upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam brings a person closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the akhirah and in the dunya before the akhirah as well. Also of the virtues of sending salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that it's his right. It's his right that whenever someone does something for you, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that if you have the ability to repay a person, then you should repay them. And if you can't repay them, then you should at least invoke a prayer for them. You say, "Jazakallahu khairan." Now what if that person has passed away? The least that you do is invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy for them. You know, that one of the scholars of Islam, he said, "Qabihun bikum an tanqulu anna wa la tatarhamu alayna." They said, "It is very ugly of you that you narrate from us our knowledge. You read the books of Imam al-Bukhari, you benefit from an-Nawawi, and you don't say, rahimuhumullah. That you benefit from their life, and you don't invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy." Could you imagine, you meet a person, and they're talking about their parents, left and right. They're talking about their mom, they're talking about their dad. And they never invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy on them. You'd say, the least you can do is that when you mention your father, you say, rahimahullah. The least you can do is that when you mention your mom, you say, rahimahullah. رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. It's very ugly that a person is mentioning people who have done so much for them, and that the smallest benefit they don't do. And so if you understand that, then you can see how great it is that a person mentioned the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they don't move their tongue to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam criticizes that individual, and he says, رَغِمَ أَنْفُ رَجُلْ, may the nose of that person be in dust. مَنْ ذُكِرْتُ عِنْدَهُ وَلَمْ يُصَلِّ عَلَيْهِ, the one who I am mentioned in their presence, and they don't say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the last thing that I'll mention, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in another hadith that's reported by Tirmidhi, he says, الْبَخِيلُ مَنْ ذُكِرْتُ عِنْدَهُ فَلَمْ يُصَلِّ عَلَيْهِ, that the stingy person is the one who I am mentioned in their presence, and they don't say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The last thing that I'll mention is that it is one of the etiquettes of dua. One of the etiquettes of dua. When you raise your hands to Allah, you want for your dua to be accepted. But we are taught that there are etiquettes, there are things that a person should do that will make their dua more likely to be accepted. And of those is what's reported by At-Tirmidhi and Abu Dawud in an authentic hadith, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard a man making dua, فَلَمْ يَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ, he did not praise Allah, وَلَمْ يُصَلِّ عَلَى النَّبِي sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he didn't send salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عَجِلَ هَذَا, this person rushed, they were hasty. And then he said, if a person makes dua, then let them begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then let them make whatever dua they wish. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad fil awwaleen wa fil akhirin wa ila yawmiddin. Aqulu ma simihtum wa staghfirullahu li wa lakum fa staghfiruh innahu al ghafoor rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah. So to conclude, how does a person send salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Well, the easy way is to just say Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, that when you hear his name, you say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked by the companions. They said, you have commanded us to send salam upon you. How do we send salam upon you? And so the best version is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught, that's in al-Bukhari and Muslim, that you say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. And so invoking the salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for those of you who are just joining us, we said that it removes a person's stress, it forgives the person's sins, it places a person close to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it is most recommended to do on Friday, and today is Friday. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to accept our actions and to guide us to the best of actions and speech. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jannah wa ma qarrab ilayha min qawlin wa 'amal, wa na'udhu bika min an-nar wa ma qarrab ilayha min qawlin wa 'amal. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha, zakkaha anta khayru man zakkaha, anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Allahumma qsim lana min khashyatika ma tuhulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'siyatik, wa min ta'atika ma tuballighuna bihi jannatak, wa min al-yaqini ma tuhawwinu bihi 'alayna masa'ib ad-dunya, wa matti'na Allahumma bi asma'ina wa absarina wa quwwatina أبدا ما أبقيتنا, واجعله الوارث منا, واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا, وانصرنا اللهم على من عادانا, ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا, ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا, ولا مبلغ علمنا, ولا إلى النار مصيرنا, واجعل الجنة هي دارنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا, رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا, رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين, واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين, وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد, وقوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله.